Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky State Fair Board announced during the recent 2017 National Farm Machinery Show that it has entered into a preliminary agreement with AEM, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, to co-promote that event for next year. Fair Board President and CEO Jason Rittenberry.
We have a verbal agreement. We have a letter of intent to move towards reaching an agreement for the show to be co-promoted by the Kentucky State Fair Board and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers.
For over 50 years, that event has been quite a success and moneymaker for the Fair Board, but Rittenberry feels it can go farther.
Very generally, we were looking to elevate the Farm Machinery Show, really take it to the next level and bring in some expertise and possibly an organization that really is at the top of their game when it comes to trade shows and industry-type shows.
Rittenberry feels the current staff has done quite well, but for example, with show layout, they do it once a year. AEM does several mega shows each year.
They're going to assist us with things such as laying out the trade show floor. We've done that in-house for 52 years. We don't lay up trade show floors every day. That's not what we do for a living. They have people that do that. That's all they do. And so if we can maybe be a little more efficient with the way we lay out the show floor and get more people in. We have 800 exhibitors and we have another 100 on a waiting list to get in.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles. Did you know that Kentucky farmers who donate edible products to a food bank are eligible to receive a tax credit? If you don't use a tax credit, it could be carried forward for up to 4 years. The tax credit makes it more feasible for farmers to donate rather than plow under unsold product. I hope farmers across the Commonwealth will join me in this important effort to fight hunger in Kentucky. For more information, visit the Kentucky Association of Food Banks at kyfoodbanks.org.
With its new cooperative relationship with AEM, the Kentucky State Fair Board retains complete ownership of the National Farm Machinery Show. The incentive for AEM is a piece of the action for expansion beyond current levels.
But it's only on the growth of the show. So the Fair Board owns the show. There's a baseline all the way up to where we are today. The opportunity for them to generate some revenue will be on the growth. So they assist us in helping grow the show. They benefit.
Jason Rittenberry says AEM brings with it expertise and resources from its other work across the nation.
AEM, they own all that equipment because they do so many shows. They do five major shows a year, four of those being larger than this show. So they do large shows. And so we can take advantage of, you know, a lot of the assets that they own as an organization and use those here.
Part of the changes ahead, he says, will be in branding, logos and such, maybe even for the name of the Kentucky State Fair Board itself. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.